Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Just 7 till the hour. 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mike Menzies is our guest, one of my favorite people on the planet, and double, though, not only because he's my friend, but because he's an independent community banker, and that's automatic. If I've never met you and you're an independent community banker, then you're one of my favorite people on the planet. Mike is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland, where, what is it you say, Mike, where the
all the women are strong, and we have a lot of geese and crats, and now
there
we have 12 inches of snow.
There you go. And they only eat the sooks. They don't eat the jimmies over there. So
oh, yeah.
The only female crabs, those Virginias. Those Virginias eat both kinds. They don't do that in Maryland. Hey, Mike, I want you to talk to us about let me back up a second. Folks, you've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again. There's nothing more symbiotic in nature than the connection between small business and independent banking, community banking. There is no greater example of symbiosis than that. As independent banks go, as community banks go, so goes small business. If community banks are hurting, small businesses are hurting. If community banks are in peril or in danger or in jeopardy, small business owners are in jeopardy. We need to help you. Tell us, Mike, tell small business owners what we can do to help you get through some of these regulatory, too big to fail, one size fits all regulatory challenges that you guys are facing.
Well, it's absolutely true, James, that community banks and small businesses and communities are, in fact, all codependent. We do depend upon one another, and so goes the community and small businesses, so goes the community banks. What small businesses can do is to continue to understand the evolution of the thinking and the decision-making process in banking, and it is changing. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, we would make a character-based loan just based on the knowledge of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And the file note would be, I've known Jim Blasingame for 10 years. He's good for the money, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that was accepted by the regulators. It was accepted by
America was built on what you just said.
That's right. And that's the way it worked.
And let me stick one other thing in here, Mike. If folks, mm-hmm. nowhere else on the planet does what he just said. Nowhere else on the planet does it exist.
And that's the way decisions have been made. Now, not to say that that's disappeared, but we're in a knowledge working environment today where the regulators are looking at the banks to say, you need to prove to me on paper that you've made a good decision and that you have identified the revenues that are available or the source of repayment that's established, repay your loan. And when you go through a 20-year period of time of character lending to relationships that you're close to, and then all of a sudden you're in an environment where you really need to closely document that repayment source, it means that we need to become real knowledge workers. Banks, we need to show our customers how they can measure their business performance much more precisely.
So part of the challenge is you need us to become more professional managers, don't you?
Professional managers in particular as it relates to being able to communicate and understand your financial performance.
And now, folks, we come back to what I've told you a thousand times in this show. If you'll start tracking and projecting your cash flow, if you'll build a 12-month cash flow spreadsheet, you'll get smarter and your banker will have more confidence in you. What do you think, Mike?
Absolutely true. And the other simple issue, James, is that if there are areas of opportunity within those cash flows in that financial statement, that's why community banks exist.
That's
to
right.
Solve those holes, to come up with solutions. That's why they're there. And that part of the world is changing. The documentation
yep.
understand.
And that's not, and Mike, that's not a bad thing. That's not unreasonable. Those are not the, those are the things that, that we ought to be doing. And I, that I've spent my career, basically, the last 25 years, helping small business owners to understand that. But there's some other things that are, I've got 30 seconds, so some other things out of our control that, that we might be able to do. Is there something we can do with our legislators to help you guys?
Yeah, I'll make sure they understand that there's a difference between a community bank and a mega bank.
That's right.
That's the key.
That's it, folks. So when you talk to your legislators, tell them that. Tell them that you don't, hands off. Just tell them to say, hands off my community bank. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, James.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I don't know what we'd do without Mike and people like him. I certainly don't want to do without him. I won't do without him if I don't have to. I don't even want to think about what my small business would look like, if I even could have one, if it weren't for independent community banks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.